Well, the future of the community radio sector is looking uncertain, with a cut in federal funding to the digital radio infrastructure and local music distribution service, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia General Manager says. The cuts were announced in the 2012-13 budget. CBAA General Manager Kath Lech says if the decision is not reversed, current digital radio services will be switched off and a key music distribution program canned. Meanwhile, community radio stations say they're placed in a difficult position, having invested in digital radio services that could be shut down with the announced funding cuts. Biwa Kwan reports.
There was an air of optimism when the Minister for Telecommunications and the Digital Economy, Stephen Conroy, launched the infrastructure for community radio's digital radio services last year. But that optimism has now turned to despair after the federal government's decision to wind back funding in the May budget. Kath Lech is the General Manager of the Community Broadcasting Association, the peak body for Australia's 300 community radio stations.
So the access is there, the services have been launched, and just at the point that we're developing, we've got this $1.4 million shortfall. On the scale of a federal budget, it's not a large amount of money, but on the scale of how we're operating those services, it's quite significant. So again, it's a developmental issue. Having the access is one thing, but you need to be able to operate those services effectively.
She says despite conversations with the minister to reverse the decision, nothing but a general assurance of support has been offered. That hasn't pleased Chris Johnson, the project manager of the Australian Music Radio Airplay Project, or AMRAP, that after over 10 years in operation faces the prospect of shutting up shop after the federal budget cut the entire funding for the project, $600,000 a year.
I think the concern lies with the fact that the government has indicated that they remain supportive of AMRAP and are looking for solutions, but they've been saying that since May, since the budget was announced, and they're fully aware that our funding is now finished and we're running on limited reserves that can only hold until the end of the year. So the real concern is that the government needs to move faster on this. If they're genuine about supporting AMRAP, then they should step up and restore funding. If they're not genuine, then perhaps they should be upfront and honest so that we can actually let our stakeholders know that this government has failed to support AMRAP.
And for the Metropolitan Community Radio stations planning the next stage in their digital radio output, a 33% shortfall in the required funds means the digital services won't be able to continue operating. The annual funding shortfall of $1.4 million over 4 years is based on the independent costing figures for the project commissioned by the federal government. Evan Calder is the general manager of the FBI community radio station in Sydney. He says the digital radio infrastructure has provided stations like his own with a number of opportunities to expand its content offerings. But plans to move toward offering content distinct from its analogue output could face serious headwinds if the digital radio infrastructure becomes non-operational due to funding shortfalls.
It would be a real shame to be, you know, one step forward and two steps back, and that's exactly what I think would happen if the government were to do this. I mean, it is very myopic, you know, in the first instance to make a long-term investment by getting all the community stations in the major metropolitan cities on air and then have to roll them back because for a short-term political cycle to have the optics that you're, you know, bringing your budget back into surplus. I mean, we're talking about infrastructure, long-term infrastructure that has real benefits to broadcasting volunteers and programming volunteers and creating opportunities in a sector where it's very, very difficult to find those kind of opportunities.
Hans Reimer is the station manager at 5RPH in Adelaide, a community radio station that caters to the print handicapped. He says there are a number of benefits provided by digital radio that would be lost if the shortfall in funding went ahead.
So at the end of the day, what's going to happen is that if we have to go into our control room and flick the switch, then there's a whole bunch of people who are going to miss out on the programs that they now come to rely on from an RPH sense. We're going to go back to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, instead of 48 hours a day, really, of RPH programs. So it's all those who have access now to information that people like you and I and most of your listeners would be taking for granted because they can read it for themselves.
Minister Stephen Conroy, in a media statement to The Wire, says he remains committed to looking at alternative funding options after, quote, a tough budget meant hard decisions had to be taken to reduce spending. CBAA General Manager Kath Lech.
Standing still is a kind of going nowhere process, and the going nowhere ultimately goes backwards. So we take ourselves forward largely by our own efforts, and I think that's entirely appropriate. But it's also appropriate that we have a small level of federal government support for what the sector is and does and the way it networks into a very broad range of other social and cultural organisations in the community.
A Senate estimates hearing will review the budget on Monday.
Biwa Kwan with that report, and for the full response to our questions from Minister Stephen Conroy, head to our website thewire.org.au.